you, Brother Ron. Appreciate that tonight. Appreciate the good singing. Thank God tonight for the old story that never grows old. I want to say tonight I'm grateful in my heart that he doesn't throw the clay away, for if he did, I would have been tossed years ago. But thank God. Thank God over and over. I appreciate tonight the patience of the potter. I believe tonight he's making that which pleases him, and he's very patient to do it. And I give him glory, and I give him praise tonight for his mercy and his great grace. Look with us tonight, please, the gospel according to Matthew, chapter number 14. Matthew's gospel tonight, please, chapter number 14. We'll trust the Lord to help tonight, the will of God to be done. We're very humble tonight to be able to come. We appreciate Brother Ike giving us this invitation to be able to stand tonight in his absence. It is our desire tonight to please the Lord, and I hope tonight that you can be helped. I hope we can leave tonight saying truly in our heart, it has been good to be in the house of the Lord. Thank you so much for being here tonight. We'll just trust the Lord's will to be done. Thank God tonight for his grace, and thank God tonight for his goodness. I began in verse number 29, Matthew 14, verse number 29, and he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, began to sink, and cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Tonight, friend, this is a familiar text I'm very aware of, and a great miracle, one of the great miracles of our Lord tonight. Here tonight, as we have this great account of our Lord as he walked upon the sea, as we consider what's taking place here, we understand, friend, that this immediately follows a great miracle in which our Lord fed 5,000 men besides women and children. He would do this, friend, with 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. But, friend, this miracle has been concluded. And, friend, now Jesus will send the disciples to the other side. Tonight, as I consider what's taking place here, I recognize tonight the will of the Savior. I do want to say tonight that God has a will for my life and for your life tonight. This will is not left up to me. He did not ask me what I wanted to do, but he has told me, friend, what his will is for my life. And so we recognize the will of the Savior. Now, according to verse 22, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and go before him unto the other side. What's amazing to me tonight is they were not really interested in the will of God for their lives. The Bible said he constrained them. He had to compel them. He urged them to do this thing. Maybe, friend, they were tired, no doubt. Maybe they were not a little reluctant to do this, but nevertheless, the Lord has compelled them and constrained them and urged them to get into the ship and go before him to the other side. Now, they had a specific destination. And, friend, the Lord now has put them in this place. He's placed them in the ship. They have launched out, and the Bible said he sent the multitude away. This was something that Jesus did for the multitude personally. Sometimes, friend, God does things for us personally. It's just between us and the Savior. But now as he's done this, the Bible said he's now gone into the mountain apart. There he would pray and spend time with the Heavenly Father. The Bible said now when the evening was come, he was there alone. Sometimes, friend, Jesus no doubt has set forth a great example. Sometimes we need simply that time alone with us and the Lord. And so we recognize the will of the Savior. And so now the disciples' friend are on the ship, and the Bible said they're in the midst of the sea. And our Lord friend is on the mountain praying. The disciples are in the midst of the sea. But I want you to understand, there's never was a time, or has there ever been a time, that these men were not, thank God, in the eyes of the Master. He knew where they were, and he knew what they were going through. I will tell you, sometimes in our lives, there are times, friend, when seemingly, friend, the Savior seems like he's absent in our life. But yet, friend, we're never out of the sight of the Lord tonight as he's talking with his Father. Thank God his eyes are on these men. Then he sit down into the midst of the sea, and we see the watch of the Savior. What are you talking about, preacher? Well, the Bible said there they are in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary unto them. Not always, friend, in the midst of the will of God is it easy, friend, to travel and do that God has asked us to do. You need to understand that. Some folk would have you to believe, if you're in the will of God, that the sun is always shining and there's never any turbulence in that walk. But I beg to differ tonight. As you begin to read the scripture, as you examine our Savior's life tonight, it seemed like those in the middle of the will of God faced great adversity and great trials. But yet, Brother Robert, they found a great Savior that was faithful unto them. And I appreciate God for that tonight. But I see the watch of the Savior, for the Bible tells us here in verse 25, and in the fourth watch of the night. Now think about this. Not the first watch of the night when evening was come. Not the second watch of the night, friend, as the night began to wane on. Not even in the third watch, but in the fourth watch of the night. And thank God, friend, the Lord was watching them, friend, and decided, friend, that the time was not, friend, early, but later on he would come, for he knew when to come, and friend, what was needed most. And so in the fourth watch of the night, our Savior went walking on the water, and the Bible said to go unto them. We know, friend, what he was there for. Now think about this, the fourth watch of the night. Hey, friend, from 3 to 6 in the morning, those early hours, that's the coldest time. It is the darkest time. We could say tonight is the loneliest time. He picked a time tonight. Hey, friend, when the disciples had exhausted all of their strength, they've toiled all the night, they've worked hard, friend, but yet here they are in the midst of the sea. Oftentimes, friend, he doesn't come, friend, when the storm starts. Nor does he come, friend, when our strength seems to be there. But in the fourth watch of the night, maybe when these men, friend, have thought seemingly about just giving it up, thank God, here comes Jesus. He's not late tonight, but thank God he's on time. He's come to the right place. Now think about this. Thank God, Brother Jonathan, think about this now. Here he is on the mountain praying. His eyes is on them. The Bible said he saw them toiling and rowing according to the book of Mark. But yet, thank God, here comes Jesus. Thank God, amen, didn't take him all night to get there. It's not because it was such a long trip, but friend, he came at the right time in their lives. You got to understand something tonight. Oftentimes what we think is the right time and what God says is the right time are two different times. It's hard for sometimes, hey friend, to get on God's calendar and God's time and go by God's watch tonight. If you understand what I'm saying, we say, Lord, you should have been here. That's what Martha said, but the Lord said, not so, amen. God knows when to come. Oh yes, thank God for that. Then I see tonight the Savior's walk. Hallelujah. Now this is a miracle. This is an impossibility. But I'm going to tell you something about God tonight. With God, all things are possible. I didn't say that tonight. I did not write that. I didn't put it in the Bible. God did. All scriptures give a instruction of God. The Bible said Jesus came to them walking on the sea. Now understand what's taking place. It's turbulence out there. That ship is tossed. The waves are coming in. Hey, friend, they can't bring it to land. They can't bring it to the shore. They can't make it to the other side. They're in the midst of the sea. But
But yet our Savior friend, like I'm walking on this platform tonight, came walking unto them on the water. Understand tonight, friend, the things that trouble us do not trouble him. The things that bother us do not bother him. The things that are impossible for us are possible with him. Aren't you glad tonight we serve a God who can do such things as that? They comes walking unto them on the water. Hallelujah. Boy, I appreciate the Lord. Amen. He's walking unto them. So I know his purpose is to go to them. But if you go over the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 6, verse 48, the Bible said he would have passed them by. That's not a contradiction tonight. Oh, no. See, he's going unto them. That's why he's there. Hey, he's there for them. But this is what he's done. He's put some distance between them. And he's walking on the water. But he made himself accessible. And he made himself available unto them. That's what God does. Amen. The question tonight is not, is he available? But how much and how bad do you want God tonight? People are content tonight to go without God. But I promise you, we've got to have him tonight. Oh, yes. He's made himself accessible unto them. Now he's there. And friend, in the darkness and in the blackness, maybe with the lightning flashing, they have recognized there's somebody out on the water. They thought it was a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But friend, Jesus, thank God, has walked, thank God, in the midst of their storm. And where they are, thank God for them. Amen. Thank God tonight. You understand, he is there, right there for you tonight. But I wonder, have you called? Thank God on him. Oh, yes. Now notice this. I consider the Savior's words tonight, because he spoke to them. But he did not speak to them until they cried out in fear. Now, they didn't fully recognize the Savior. They wasn't on the boat saying, praise God, Jesus has come. Amen. But they're afraid. Can I tell you something tonight, friend? Oftentimes, storms in our lives and turbulence in our lives, they cause us, friend, not to be able to recognize God like we need to be able to recognize him. And many times, instead of crying out in faith, we cry out in fear. Oh, but Jesus spoke. Boy, I like this tonight. Thank God. I'm glad he knows what to say and when to say it. Have you ever thought about that? Maybe that's why the Bible tells us to be slow to speak, because he knows what to say. And if we'll wait on him, he'll help us to be able to say the right thing. But he spoke to them and said, be not afraid. It is I. Boy, I appreciate the God in heaven tonight. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. And verse 27, it is I, be not afraid. Now, I'll tell you something tonight. In these three accounts, in the Gospel of Matthew, and the book of Mark, and also in the Gospel of John, we have this blessed account. But friend, we find out that Jesus speaks three times. But only here in Matthew, friend, are all three of those times recorded. But in the Gospel of Mark and in the Gospel of John, we have these words said that ring true. Be not afraid. I believe that, friend, is the necessary thing in the hour in which we live, because there's many things that have frightened God's people. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, you don't act like you normally act when you're afraid. Amen. He said, be not afraid. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Isn't that just like the Savior tonight? Be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid. Now, as he says this, he has a purpose for this. God's doing something. See, we fail to realize, friend, that he is the potter and that we are the clay. God's come for a purpose. He's not merely taking a stroll, thank God. He's come for a purpose. Thank God he's going to use Peter to fulfill it. Boy, isn't that amazing tonight? Bless the name of God. Boy, Peter, friend, as he hears this, they hear the Savior. Yet, friend, there seems to be some doubt mingled in with this. And the Bible tells us here, friend, that Peter said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come to thee on the water. See, Peter understood, friend, that he could not do that, but God could help him and allow him to do that. Amen. That's why the Bible said tonight, for with Christ all things are possible. Oh, yes. Now think about this tonight. Peter said, if it's really you, Lord, bid me to come to thee on the water.
And Jesus said, come. Hallelujah. Thank God, clear, distinct, come. Now, I want to tell you something, friend. When he spoke here this second time and said, come, he did it, friend, so that all the disciples, all those on board could hear what he said unto Peter. Now, I know he's talking to Peter, but they can hear this conversation. You know what's amazing to me? Not one other disciple said anything to the Lord about coming to him on the water. Amen. That's exactly right. Can I tell you why tonight? As bad as it was, they were in a comfort zone. And one of the hardest things to get people out of in the island in which we live is the comfort zone that they're in. Oh, yes. Because when you step out of the comfort zone, you've got to step right in, thank God, to the hand of God and trust him. Oh, yes. So here they are. And the Bible said, come. And Peter was come down out of the ship. He walked on the water to go to Jesus. Now think about this. He got out of that boat. That's faith. That's faith tonight. I don't know that I would have done that. I don't know that I'd have done that tonight. Amen. But Peter got out of the boat. In other words, he climbed over the side. Amen. And when he climbed over the side, he found himself standing. But there was a point in Peter's life, if he was going to go to God, he's going to have to let go of that ship that he might be able to do it. And one of the hardest things sometimes is to simply let go. Amen. But we can trust him tonight because for the Savior, thank God, is still in control in the hour in which we live. The Bible said he walked on the water. I don't know how far he got, but he got farther than the rest of that crowd got. Amen. No need in throwing rocks at Peter tonight. Thank God Peter got out of the ship to walk on the water to go to Jesus. Oh, I appreciate the Lord tonight. I appreciate the Lord. As he begins to do this, the Bible said he saw the wind boisterous. Amen. And he was afraid. Well, I suppose I would have done the same thing. As a matter of fact, I probably would have been like the others in the ship. I never got out because I would have been afraid. Amen. I'm going to tell you something tonight, friend. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be. We might be, but we don't have to be. We don't have to be afraid of what we see, nor do we have to be afraid of what we hear. Amen. I believe, friend, he saw, thank God, he heard, and it caused fear to come in his heart. It's amazing how that we can have faith one moment and fear the next moment. It's amazing how that we can have our eyes on the Lord one moment and turn our eyes off of him the next moment. It's amazing how our lives can be controlled by what God wants. And all of a sudden, friend, our life then is controlled by the circumstances that are around us. That's how we are tonight. Oh my, but can I tell you something? It's still not affecting Jesus. And the Lord is standing there. Standing there, praise God. And the Bible tells us, amen. The Bible tells us here that beginning to sink, he cried saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, called him, said unto him, O thou little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Now think about this. Jesus takes him by the hand. They walk together. You know, the storm never did cease until Jesus got on board. Amen. But thank God with him and walking with him, thank God, friend, it was easy going. I'm going to tell you what, friend, God can make it easy going in the midst of the storm if you walk with a master. Amen. I see the Savior's words. Now think about this. The first time that Jesus spoke, it was publicly. He said, be of good cheer. The second time that he spoke, he said, come. He spoke publicly. They all heard it. But the third time he spoke, it was private. See, Peter is there with the Savior while the rest of the crowd's on the ship. And the Lord is there, not trying to shame him, but reminding him. Don't you appreciate that? Amen. I'm glad that God doesn't treat us like we treat us. Aren't you glad for that? He looks at him
And he said, "Oh, thou of little faith." And Brother Todd, he does that as he takes him by the hand and lifts him. He said, "Oh, thou little faith." He said, "Peter, wherefore didst thou doubt? Hey, I'm right here. You don't have to doubt." Amen. Boy, I appreciate that. I'm thankful tonight, friend, that the Lord spoke to him privately and personally to help him, thank God. Hey, Peter got out of the boat. If anybody deserved any praise, you thought it was Peter. But the Lord said, "Son, you don't have to doubt. Praise God, you can trust me." I'll tell you what, tonight, you can trust him. You can trust him. You can trust him tonight. Oh, my soul, sometimes I believe he lets us sink so we will trust him. Oh, yes. Then I see the worship of the Savior. This blessed my heart. Then I'm going to give you what we're going to talk about tonight. But I appreciate these scriptures. Thank God these are good to my heart tonight. Because this is where I find myself oftentimes. Brother, I find myself on the pages of these scriptures. I find myself oftentimes where these men are doing what they did and saying what they said. Amen. I find a merciful God, thank God, that's there for me like he was there for them. Now the Bible said, praise the Lord for this, and when they were coming to the ship, I can see the Lord take a hold of Peter and Peter take a hold of God. And thank God they are walking together. And I believe, friend, that's the purpose, amen, that we might walk together with the Lord. I believe it's important tonight. They've walked back to the ship and they've got on board. And when they got on board, thank God it just ceased and it laid down. And the Bible tells us, hear the word of God. And when they were coming to the ship, they worshiped him. Now think about the goodness of God and the mercy of God Almighty and the love of God and the grace of God. Only one got out of the boat, praise God. But oh, got to worship. Isn't that amazing? When my faith's not been what it should be, when I've not done what I should have done, when I've failed God, he'll let me worship him. I appreciate the Lord for that tonight. I say, bless the name of God. I appreciate the Lord. He let those men worship him. Amen. Oh, yes. Thank God. In the midst of their doubt and the midst of their failure, thank God they worshiped him. I'm going to tell you what, we're not worshiping God tonight because we deserve to worship him. We've not worshiped him because we've been so good today. We've all come short of the mark. But praise God, he allows us and manifests himself and made himself known unto them. If they wanted him, they could have him. If they wanted to walk with him, they could. If they wanted to worship him, praise God, tonight, they could. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, they could. Thank God they could worship him. The Bible said the Father seeketh such to worship him. Amen. Praise God tonight. But my thought tonight, these scriptures has to do with what Jesus said. Amen. I appreciate the words of the Savior. I believe these were tender words. Amen. I don't believe, friend, they were said to Peter in such a way, friend. Listen, friend, that just sort of made him want to cow down and maybe sink a little lower. But I can see the Savior get a hold of his hand and began to lift him and said, "Oh, thou of little faith." Amen. Oh, thou of little faith. Amen. Kind of like we talk to our children when we're trying to encourage them. Amen. He said, "Wherefore didst thou doubt?" You know what he's saying? You don't have to doubt me. You don't have to doubt me. We might doubt him, but we don't have to doubt him tonight. Amen. If the Lord help for just a couple of moments, just a couple of things, Brother Robert. Oh, no need to doubt him now. I tell you, friend, we've come too far in this journey tonight to doubt the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Friend, when Peter got out of that boat and began to walk on the water, you don't have to doubt God. Hey, I mean, the disciples may have doubted. We talked about this the other night, even going home, thinking about the word of God. I wonder what those other disciples said when Peter got out of the boat. Isn't that right? Now, I'm going to tell you what, friend, when there's fear, you act differently and you talk differently. You better believe that's right. Amen. I can see him say, "Peter, I can't believe you're going to do this. Are you really going to get out of the boat? You really going to do that?" "Oh, Peter, I wouldn't do that. I will go ahead and tell you, Peter. I'm going to tell you, you're not going to make it." Hey, man, no doubt about it, friend. Hey, man, how many folks have ever told you that? because you believe in God and trying to walk with a master, you're not going to make it. And they'll say things like this: oh, there's a great difference between faith and foolishness. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a great, I'm going to tell you what, friend, we serve a God tonight that can. Oh, yes, we serve a God, thank God, that can. Hey, man, I can see him say, well, you know, he really just thinks he's something. Isn't it amazing? It's amazing how that people that don't do what they should do, amen, will try to discourage those that's doing what God wants them to do. Isn't that right? Oh, yeah, he just thinks he's something. No, he just wanted to get to Jesus. Thank God he wanted. Now, I'm going to tell you what, friend, he makes himself available to every one of us. How bad do we want him? Do we want him bad enough to cry out to him tonight? Thank God, I tell you, Peter wanted him. Thank God. And I can imagine when he began to sink. Can you imagine that? Here he is walking on the water. And I don't hear any of them on the boat saying, praise God, Peter, walk with God. I don't see anybody on the boat saying, thank God, son, keep your eyes on the master. You can do it. You keep your eyes on Jesus. I don't hear anybody doing that. Oh, but I imagine when he began to sink, I wonder if somebody said, well, I knew he wasn't going to make it. I knew it. I knew he wasn't going to make it. Oh, my. I'm going to tell you what, friend, tonight, friend, that ain't up to you. That's up to God. That's up to God tonight. That's up to God. Amen. Boy, I appreciate the Lord. Don't you thank God? I'm telling you, I appreciate God tonight. Oh, yes. I'll tell you what, friend, you can make it with him. That's the only way you're going to make it, by the way. Thank God. Amen. No need to doubt him. I thought about the reason for doubt. Just a couple of things, and I believe these are true. There's some things that cause doubt in our lives. I believe, friend, this doubt was caused. Because he left his comfort zone. If you know it's God's will, and God said you go do it. Friend, you don't have to doubt. Just let go, friend, and trust him. That's the place that God wants you to be. God will place you in a place sometimes where you can't do nothing else but trust him. Because as long as you've got strength, you'll try it. And as long, friend, as you've got the resources, you'll exhaust them. And it was not till the woman spent all that she had did she go to touch the hem of his garment. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, Brother Todd, as long as I think I can, I'm going to try it. Amen. I'm not proud of that, Brother John, but I'm telling you, that's just how I am. Brother Robert, I understand what you're talking about trying to fix it. I try to fix it. Right? Every time I touch it, it falls in more pieces. Yes. Oh, yeah. That's the truth tonight. Sometimes, friend, the reason we doubt is because of what we see and hear. And I mentioned that. But if we'd listen more to God and less to everybody else, we wouldn't have near as much problem. What does God say about it? Not what does your neighbor say, what does God say? Right. Amen. See, we're affected by what we see. We're affected by what we hear. No doubt he could hear that wind blowing. Hey, friend, that rain's coming in. It's a bad time out there. And I'll tell you something else I believe, friend, that causes fear, the unknown. Not just what you see, but what you can't see. Amen. Oh, yes. There's a lot of people, friend, they run out in the yard all day, but they won't run out in the yard all night. Am I right? Because they're afraid of the dark. They're afraid of what they can't see or what might be out there or what might happen. Oh, yeah. Hey, friend, there's reasons to doubt. But I'm going to tell you what, you don't have to doubt him. Do you know what that word doubt means? That word doubt means to waver. Isn't it amazing how that Jesus used this word with these disciples out there in the ship being tossed to and fro? It means to go back and forth or to go up and down or to be tossed. Amen. That's where they were. But it wasn't just that boat that was being tossed. It was their faith that was being tossed. He said, wherefore didst thou doubt? You know what James said? Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Isn't that right? For he that wavereth, it's like the sea driven by the wind and tossed. That's what he said. Oh, my soul tonight. I thought about the results. I'm talking about no need to doubt him. I'm talking about the results of doubt tonight. It's always the same result. It doesn't take you up. It takes you down. You know what Peter did? He began to sink. Now, this is amazing to me, and I appreciate the goodness of God and the grace of God. He just didn't go under like a shot. I like water. I still like water.
I liked water as a kid. I like it right now, and I'm not a kid. Amen. But every time my feet hit the water, Brother Todd, it didn't take long. My head was under. Amen. Matter of fact, it was so fast, it would have been hard, friend, to put a stopwatch on it. Just that quick. But Peter didn't go down like that, but beginning to sink. See, he's standing on top of the water. All of a sudden, he realizes his feet's under the water. Now his ankles are under the water. Maybe he's getting up about to his knees. And Peter did what most people won't do. He cried out to the Lord. Peter didn't wait till his head got under. He didn't wait till it come up a couple of times. But beginning, the Bible said, beginning to sink. Before he got under, he cried out and said, Lord, save me. Oh, yes. You know what he knew? If he's going to get saved, Jesus is going to have to do it. He couldn't save himself. Amen. Praise God. Happy day in your life when you find out you can't save yourself. Amen. That's when I got born again, when I found out I couldn't save myself. But I tell you what, since I've been born again by the power of God, all the circumstances and situations I've been in, God showed me I can't deliver myself. But God can. What Jonah say? Salvation's of the Lord. You know what Jonah realized in the belly of that whale? If I get out of this thing, God's going to have to get me out. Amen. Is that not right tonight? I'm going to tell you what, friend, whatever you're in tonight, it's going to take God to get you out. If you feel like you're sinking tonight, it's going to take God to save you. Amen. Oh, it means to deliver. That's what Jesus did. Thank God he just reached out his hand. It dawned on me the other day, and I thought about this. I may be wrong tonight, but praise God, it's been blessing my heart. Thank God he got close enough that Jesus didn't have to run to him, just reach out his hand. And sometimes, friend, we're just so close tonight. We're just so close. So close. Oh, my, he was close enough that Jesus just reached out his hand and took a hold of Peter. Thank God and lifted him. I'm going to tell you what, friend, God can lift you tonight. God's a lifter. Oh, yes. I can't pick myself up. I've heard folk talk about picking yourself up by your bootstraps. I don't know how that's done. I never have figured that out. I don't have any boots with straps, but if I did, I promise you this, I couldn't pick myself up by them. Amen. I might get one of them up, but that's it. And to get the other one up, the other one's got to come back down. Oh, but God lifted him. God lifted him. God picked him up. Amen. Oh, I appreciate the Lord for that. Oh, my, when doubt comes, fear comes. When doubt comes, anxiety comes. There ain't no doubt about that. That's a real thing tonight. But I know somebody greater. His name's Jesus. Oh, yes. I'll tell you what, when doubt comes, discouragement comes. Amen. Everybody's been there. Everybody's been there. Now, I know some folk, you know, I every time you see them, they'll tell you they're on top of the mountain, but I don't believe that. Sometimes the mountain's on top of me. That's right. I'm just being honest today. I'm being honest. I've seen some preacher, how's it going? It just couldn't be no better. Well, I'll tell you what, friend, he must have went to heaven. I'll tell you what, it went the way it is where I live. Sometimes it's tough. Sometimes the way is tough. Amen. Daniel was a godly man, but the way was tough. Paul was a godly man, but the way was tough. Amen. Oh, but God was there. Thank God to lift, to help, to deliver, to sustain. That's the God we serve. Hallelujah. I thought about the rescue from doubt. See, there's no need to doubt him. In other words, you don't have to doubt. He didn't say you wouldn't. He said, but you don't have to. Amen. We often doubt, friend, when we try to assess the situation. We try to figure out whether God can do it or not. Isn't that right? Well, I don't know if God can do this. Hey, man, we've got lost loved ones. I don't know if God can do this. Sure he can. Well, preacher, you don't understand the situation. I don't have to understand the situation. You don't even have to come and tell me the situation. I'm telling you, friend, God's able tonight. I don't know what God's going to do, but I know that God can do anything and that God's not limited tonight. Amen. And the things that are impossible with men, they're possible with God. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Thank God he just reached out his hand. Amen. No stipulations. Isn't that good? He didn't say, Peter, I tell you what, if you can believe me enough, I'll lift you. Peter couldn't do that. He'd done started sinking. You know what Peter was? Honest and humble.
Isn't that what the Bible said we ought to be? Honest and humble. As a matter of fact, friend, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Oh, yeah, Peter found grace. He didn't have to pray 30 minutes to get right with God. You know why? Because his heart was right. When he cried out to God, he cried out from a right heart. When he cried out and said, Lord, save me, that took care of all of it. I'm so tired of people saying, well, you just need to find the right words. What are the right words? The right words, friend, or whatever it is, it ushers you into the throne of grace. That's the right words tonight. And oftentimes it's where you are that determines what they are. And sometimes you don't even know what to say. And it's the very attitude of your heart. You better believe that's right tonight. Oh, hallelujah to God. Somebody said, well, you know, they're going to have to pray the sinner's prayer. I tell you what, friend, I wish somebody would show me that. Amen. I'm not a theologian tonight. I've got a long ways to go. I don't feel like I know all that much. I've never seen it. But I have seen some sinners when they prayed. I like to kind of call it the sinner's cry. Amen. Because that's what the thief on the cross did. When he said, Lord, remember me. Oh, yes. You know why I called him Lord? It was manifest to him. Hallelujah. And thank God when you see him like that, business is fixing to pick up. Hallelujah to God tonight. Boy, I appreciate the Lord for that. Somebody said, what about the Ethiopian? What about that? You know what? He said, I believe, I believe, I believe. You know why? Because you got to believe. Thank God. You know how you believe? He's got faith. And he gives you faith. Praise God that you can believe. Oh, yes. I was bankrupt, friend. I didn't have nothing. But praise God, he gave me everything. Oh, yes, he rescued me. Thank God. You know what encourages my heart? I don't know where I may be tomorrow. But thank God I got a Savior who's able to deliver me. I don't know what I may face. I don't know what may come my way. I don't know what kind of news I may get. But thank God I got somebody, praise God, that's going to be with me. Thank God I was reading this morning in Deuteronomy. He said, I will never fail thee nor forsake thee. That's a great promise, thank God. He said, I will never fail thee nor forsake thee. I know it's right, praise God. I've got to serve a God like that tonight. Oh, yes. See, there's no need to doubt him. There's no need to doubt him. Sometimes we have to be honest. Jesus told that father that day, had that boy possessed. He said, if you can believe. And the man said, I'm going to tell you what, Lord, help thou my unbelief. Isn't that what he said? Oh, friend, hey, listen, when the news came, and he's standing there with Jairus. He said, your daughter's dead. Told not the master. What'd Jesus say? Only believe. Just believe. See, you don't have to doubt him. Amen. You don't have to doubt him. Amen. That woman had that issue of blood 12 years. Everybody knew who she was. Everybody in that town knew who she was. This man's got a daughter that's 12 years old. That's not coincidence. That's providence. Better believe that's right. That's providence. And so when that woman came, had an issue of blood for 12 years and touched the hem of his garment and was made whole of the plague, and news came, thank God, and the master said, only believe. Thank God that helped him to have faith. I appreciate God helping us to have faith. Yes, that's right. Praise God, he walked with Jesus back to the house. Hallelujah. Boy, I appreciate the Lord for that. See, you don't have to doubt him. Brother, no, hey, listen, we can talk about the days we live in, but these are our days. These are our days. For such a time as this, these are our days. Amen. We might as well embrace it and love God and walk with God, because God's not limited tonight. God's not limited. These are our times. These are our days. For such a time as this, God's called us. Thank God to trust him, to live for him, to walk with him, to love him, to serve him. But you don't have to doubt him. Thank God you can trust him. Thank God, listen for him tonight. Listen to him. I appreciate the goodness of God. I appreciate the grace of God. I thank God for his mercy and his love. Brother, if you'll come to the piano tonight, boy, I appreciate God, don't you? I mean, I appreciate God. I thought about this blessed psalm. It's just hard to get away from the psalms.